Come, listen, my men, while I tell you again the five unmistakable marks by which you may know wheresoever you go the warrant of genuine Snarks. Let us take them in order. The first is the taste, which is meager and hollow but crisp, like a coat that is rather too tight in the waist, with a flavour of Willow the Wisp. Its habit of getting up late, you'll agree that it carries too far when I say that it frequently breakfasts at 5 o'clock tea and dines on the following day. The third is its slowness in taking a jest, should you happen to venture on one. It will sigh like a thing that is deeply distressed, and it always looks grave at a pun. The fourth is its fondness for bathing machines, which it constantly carries about, and believes that they add to the beauty of scenes, a sentiment open to doubt. The fifth is ambition. It next will be right to describe each particular batch, distinguishing those that have feathers and bite from those that have whiskers and scratch. For though common snarks do no manner of harm, yet I feel it my duty to say some are boojums.